is we've got four different sounds that we're going to demonstrate. The first is the white noise, which, as we said, is a noise that's used for testing. It's very constant, which is why it's good for testing. And it's noise at a number of different frequencies. We're going to set it around 100 decibels, which is quite loud. It's relatively uncomfortable, but it won't damage you as long as you're not exposed to it for a period of time. So what I would say is I'll set it at 100. All you need to do is be there for a few seconds to experience how loud that is. And then we'll go to the other side of the panel and I'll demonstrate a noise reading over there, which is going to be in the low 70s, which should be bearing out what we're saying about a 30 decibel reduction. So we'll do that white noise at 100, and you'll be able to see on the meter that it says 100 or thereabouts, 99, something like this. Experience it for a couple of seconds and then go around to the other side. And if you're not right in front of the speaker, when those people have left, you know, come and hear how loud it is. And the point is that at that noise level, we will not be able to have a conversation. If I shout at you, you'll be able to hear me. But on the other side of the panel, we should be able to talk normally. So.
Am I in the room? I'm just
so that's at 100 now. Certainly couldn't have a normal conversation. It's probably more uncomfortable there than it is here. So if you'd like to go over there, you can. About a meter away. Anyone shouting or a plane going overhead will take it up to 80 or so, but if we leave it for a short time, you'll see low 70s. So we've had readings there down to around 73. I appreciate it's not a full 30, but every different environmental condition, you're going to get different readings.